After all this time, I can feel my hands again and see outside the confines of that damned prison. You! Are you the mortal that freed me? Well, aren't you a fine specimen? You have freed Anoxa, queen of the demons, ruler of the night, creator of lust and sin. By the ancient laws, I owe you a great debt. You may ask me one favor that I shall be compelled to grant you. You know, being trapped in a glass bottle for a few thousand years can leave a demon's feeling. A little lonely. So, dear mortal, what is the favor that you would ask of me? Choose wisely. Wait. Sorry, what? Say that again? You want me to file your taxes? You climbed down into the deepest cave, collected the blood from the ancient beast, brewed it into liquor, learned the ancient language of the dead, and freed me from my prison, just so I can do your taxes? You know, you only get one wish, right? Are you sure? I mean, can you see me? Most mortals, regardless of orientation, would fall to their knees from the sheer force of my sexual power. No? Do you see this tongue? Look at this. My tongue goes down past my chin. Can you even imagine what I could do with that? No, of course you can't. Why me? Why would you want me to do your taxes? Well, yes, I did say I was a queen. Yes, they did pay me taxes, but it was... fine. If this is how you want to spend your one wish, then so be it. Show me the papers! This is quite different from back in my day. I'm sure the principles of it are the same, though. Do you have your W-2? Okay, let me see it. Wow! This is obtuse! Why would they make it this complicated? Wait. So you're saying that people lobby to make taxes complicated so that people have to come to them in order to get their taxes done? And you have to do this every year. That is fucked up. Did one of my people create this system? I should give him a promotion. Well, hold on. This says something that totally contradicts what the first paper says. I don't even... What does that even mean? My head hurts. Are you going to help? Or are you just going to sit there on the bed watching? Oh, you're gonna stay on the bed. Prick. Fuck your taxes, and fuck you for making me do them. You know what? No. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but no. I reject your favor. You get nothing from me. In fact, normally for putting me through such anguish, I would subject you to terrible tortures, like rearranging your limbs, or sewing your mouth shut. Or drowning you slowly in a vicious oil. But you did free me from my prison. And all that time alone in there has left me with needs. So I will punish you in a different way. Yes! Struggle against my restraints, you peasant! I bet you regret staying on the bed now. You can beg me for forgiveness all you want, but it won't come. The only thing coming tonight is me, Anoxa, Queen of the Demons. And maybe you, if you're good. We'll see. Okay, that's enough begging. I said enough! There. That's better. I forgot how powerful it is to hit someone. Delicious. Shh, shh, shh. No amount of crying will make this stop. You should count yourself lucky. Do you know how many people would beg to be in your place? Instead, you beg for mercy. This is a mercy. Normally, I'd remove your tongue myself. But right now, I need it for something else. In fact, stick your tongue out. I said, stick your tongue out. There you go, you fucking insect. Now I just have to remove my dress. I can't reach the damn buttons on the back. There we go. No more dress. What? You looked surprised. Is this the first time you've seen an immortal naked? Hey, answer me when I ask you a question. Much better. Did I just see some movement in your pants? Oh my god. So after all your begging and pleading, I just take my dress off and your cock gets hard? Mortal men are so predictable. I barely even had to force you. You're a horny little degenerate, aren't you, boy? Say it. Say that you're a horny little degenerate. Now open your mouth again. Say, ah. You're my horny little slut boy now. I can do whatever I want with you. You're wearing far too many clothes. Hold very still. I wouldn't want this to hurt. Much better. I bet you're wondering how this is going to go. Thinking about all the things you'd like to see this immortal body do. Thinking about those things I promised with my tongue. But you missed your chance at any of that, didn't you? I bet you regret that choice. You could have had me serving you like some common whore, but now you're tied up to the bed at my very, very limited mercy. Where to start? Where to start? Your cock is already pretty hard. Your mouth covered in my spit. Maybe I'll just run my nails down your chest. Better stay still. I keep them nice and sharp. Move too much and it just might nick you. Master, huh? Noted. Look at your hard little nipples. Are you cold? Or is looking at my tits really getting you that worked up? Don't answer that. I don't actually give a shit. But I do like these nipples. What if I bent over and ran my tongue around them? I bet you liked that. Do you like it as much as when I pinch them? Like this? Yeah, that's it. Squirm against your restraints. Writhe as I pinch your little nipples between my fingers. Mortal scum. So many sensitive spots to prod and pinch. Okay, that's enough. Wow, I'm impressed. Through all that, your cock stayed nice and hard. You really are a horny little degenerate. Let's see. Does your cock like it when I run my nail around the bottom? It's been so long since I've touched a cock. I have to admit, your cock does look like one of the nice ones. From what I can remember, anyway. It's so dry, though. That's better. You like that, don't you? Stroking you off with my spit. Does it turn you on when I spit on your cock like I'd spit on a peasant? You mortal scum love being stepped on. Look at your shaft, slick and wet as I stroke it. My tits jiggling with every stroke as I go faster and faster. God, I'm so fucking hot. I bet it's driving you wild, knowing I could have been all yours, but you fucked it up. That's it. Squirm under my hand. Let the pleasure rise up. Feel it taking hold as your cock tingles. Was that a moan I just heard? You little slut, are you close? Can you feel it getting closer? What was that? Oh, you are getting close. You're about to come? No! You don't get to come until I say you do. And I'm not done yet. Look at you. Your hips shifting uncomfortably as you try to find some other way to come. Open your mouth, you pathetic little worm. You should feel grateful I'm giving you any attention at all. I could have sent you right to hell. If I had more time, I'd... Well, there are a million things I'd do with you. But I'm a busy woman, and my kingdom has been without me for too long. I'm half tempted to just leave you now. Let your balls get heavy and blue with no way to get the release they need. But you did free me. So I'll give you this chance to earn your orgasm. I will climb on top of you, and if you can make me come with your tongue before I get bored, I will let you finish. You like your odds? keep your tongue out for me, boy. While I get on the bed and wrap my thighs around your head. That's it. Stick between my folds as I roll back and forth, grinding on your face. Oh God, right there. Fuck me even after you refused me. It might work. Eventually, but not today. You're going to come for me, whether you like it or not. In fact, I'm going to put my other hand on your neck, gripping your throat between my fingers, and you're going to come for me like a fucking whore, because you like this. You like being choked out, your tongue in my pussy, my hands tugging on your fucking cock. Come for me now, you little bitch. Come for me. That's it. Moan into my pussy. Feel me pull it out of you. You're so close. Your legs are practically shaking. It's almost cute. Whore. That's it. Let that cum shoot out all over your stomach. Keep going. Keep coming. Oh, is that it? That's all the pitiful cum you could give me? Pathetic. I'm disappointed in you. But fine. I guess we are finished. We are even now, Morto. I'll get off your face. I must admit, that was fun. If I find myself on this side of the Morto plane again, I might come torture you some more. Let you go? Oh, but you look so cute on the bed, though. I think I'll leave you tied up. Maybe your girlfriend